please don't hug me.
Welcome to Please Don't Hug Me. We're growing old and we don't like it. And Mickey Boy, the art slacker, is with me. My name's Daniel Ruiz Tyson. If you listen to the shows before Christmas, Mickey, who old listeners may remember, has a personal trainer. He had weight issues, wasted his 20s getting fat, surprisingly found a woman whilst he had these weight issues. Got a personal trainer the last couple of years working out. Personally, I'm not that convinced. But you're going to give us a tell us where you are now with the body, because it's been a while.
Well, if I'm being honest with you, you know, obviously, like anything, you steam into something, don't you? And you get, you know, get carried away with it almost, as I think I more likely did say at the time. You know, it was really going well, this, that, the other. And, you know, about 4 months ago, I ate a bit of a wall, a bit of a plateau, call it what you will, and I'm now sort of like getting back on track. So, again, as much as you think I might not be progressing, my body is getting a bit older, you know, so, you know, it's harder to change it. And, you know, I went for a 2.5 mile run today. I went training yesterday. I went for a 2.5 mile run on Wednesday. I had Tuesday off, and Monday I did a circuit. So I think, you know, for a 40-year-old guy, you know, coming up 40, if every bloke done that, we'd all be happy, wouldn't we? We wouldn't have so many problems in the NHS.
Are you doing the Vegas thing for 40?
No, I'm not. It's quite selfish, actually. It sounded like a good idea, but, you know, I've got 3 kids, a wife and a Labrador, so I can't be shooting off to Vegas, getting drunk and being hedonistic when I've got them back here and I should be provided for them.
So what am I sitting next to? Run us by your body. Let's take it from the top. So the torso, which is the blue ribbon really of the body, isn't it? That's what every guy wants, looking good.
I mean, it's getting there. The belly's still not that's a fair point.
If we were to sort of get rid of all that chest hair, thick chest hair, what would we see? What are we looking at?
Well, I've got two very good pectoral muscles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With a little bit of flab, a tiny bit of flab around the areola. And I've got my lats are good. They're coming on nicely. The lats are the bit of the back.
Yeah.
They're coming on well. The shoulders are good at the moment. Shoulders on top, you know, the top bit here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like between your ear and where your collarbone is. They're exceptional at the moment. Yeah. I'm actually getting like that sort of curve of
muscle.
Can I
just touch that?
Yeah, go on, off you go. Yeah.
Are you talking about this bit? Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's just bone, isn't it?
No, that's me bone. I'm lying down almost then.
Right.
But yeah, I'll show you. It's all tough. I worked out hard yesterday. It's killing me. Chest is really good. Stomach is the weak point, if I'm honest.
You're built like one of those, you know, you used to get heavyweight fighters in the 80s who'd watch World of Sport, Tony Tubbs and that, where they have a tyre.
It's not bad. Legs are coming on nicely, to be honest. Yeah. The calves are good. The thighs, the quads and hamstrings, they're okay-ish. They could be a bit of improvement on the inside. The glutes, the backside is good, as the wife tells me when she pinches it infrequently nowadays.
The constant training.
Sorry, can I just quickly say that? My forearms, I've got a lot of contour on there at the moment.
Oh, actually, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like really...
They're definitely gingery. You can't deny that.
That's the light. It's an orange light, Dan, for God's sake. You're just gingerish. For someone who's a liberal, are you liberal?
I'm not sure.
I think you are. You're a gingerist.
So listen, you're basically the personal trainer, as you said, he's become a friend now. So he's got that problem. Yeah. That's awkward. You can't stop that because he's relying on that money now.
No, he's not. No. He's Kago.
But let's just pretend I'm your personal trainer. You won't earn things.
Dan, I've been thinking, you know, it's been a good time with you. I've really enjoyed it. You've done so much for me. And, you know, I've enjoyed what
you've
shown me.
You're looking good.
Yeah, thanks. All down to you.
As long as you remember that.
No, I do remember it, and that's why.
And I've not charged you that much.
No, I know, and what I want to say is, that's why I would like to take this now forward to somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think you can do this on your own.
No, I think I can, because you've shown me, and you are so good at what you've done.
You've shown me
the way forward, and I now think I can do no more with you, and I want to thank you, and my family want to thank you for the last 2 great years, and I think we should end on a high.
You want to end this?
Yeah, because I tell you what, Dad.
There's a recession on.
Exactly. And that's why I can't afford it. And I'm just not.
My wife's pregnant. Twins.
She's 62, Dad. Yeah, so she's. You're going to make a lot of money out of the media, yeah? Well done to you. I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart and thank you for everything. Good night.
You know this is the end.
Yeah.